This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. NPR's Tiny Desk Concert Series has hosted artists such as Adele, Jackson Browne, and T-Pain. And last year, NPR Music began the Tiny Desk Concert Contest, which generated more than 7,000 entries for the chance to record an intimate video performance live at the desk of All Songs Considered creator and host Bob Boylan. This year's contest opened for entries on January 12th, and it closes February 2nd. Bob Boylan joins us to talk about the series and some of the artists who performed over the years in his office. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Bob, good afternoon. Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
What gave you the idea to start? Let's start with All Songs Considered. Where did that come from?
I was director of All Things Considered for 19 years, or 18 years, and worked there for 19. And I picked the music that is in between the news stories as one of the jobs that the director of the show does. And we got so many, back in the day, written letters. This is, I did it from 1989 to 2007. We got so many letters about the music we played between the stories. And it just struck me that in the town I live, Washington, D.C., there really wasn't any good music radio. And many people lived in towns and cities where there wasn't good music radio, wasn't access to new music. A generation like myself, baby boomers, grew up where music was vital to our culture. And we were starting to lose the thread of new music. So I thought, I'll start an internet music show. This is 1999. And so in the year 2000, I did a music show that started just to feature those bits, those buttons, we call them, of music that we played between news stories and played full versions of them. And the show eventually expanded to playing all sorts of music, not just those instrumental bits. And that was 16 years ago this month.
Yeah, it's funny how you talk about how you're getting a lot of people asking you, what's that song I heard you play between these segments? Because even at the local affiliates, we get those calls and those letters too. What was that music they were playing all the time? How do you describe this show to someone who might not have heard it before?
How do I describe All Songs
Considered? Yeah, how do you describe All Songs Considered to someone who may not have ever listened to it before?
So imagine two people who are passionate about music get together every week, having listened to 200 or 300 bits of music over the course of that week, take their favorite three, and each of us play it for one another. Well, that's what Robin Hilton and I, my co-host, do every week. We try to find music we are passionate about, and we play it for each other the way we play it for our bigger audience out there. When Robin plays something for me, I more than likely have never heard it, so I get to do gut reaction to what he plays and vice versa. And it's a way to feature music that more than likely people won't hear otherwise.
Yeah, you talk about your passion for music. Where did that come from? How far back did that start?
I think my mom would probably say about 2 or less. I've got a picture of myself dancing in front of a record player in diapers, so we'll go there. I won't show the picture on the radio, however. I grew up, you know, I'm old enough to have experienced the Beatles coming to America and what that did to music in a time where I'd say the early 60s was a pretty lousy time for rock and roll music, frankly. A lot of boring and, safe music. And when the Beatles came along, it was really, really exciting for someone who, for me, who was, 12 years old. And I've come to expect the music be that exciting, and I've come to want music to be that exciting. And so I'm always searching for that again. I'm always searching and looking for music to be, to surprise me and enchant me and make me think of the world differently, and also all that kind of wonderful stuff that art can do.
So, Bob, how was the Tiny Desk Concert? How did that whole idea come about? How was it conceived?
Well, it started as something that was really sort of a joke, and a joke. By that I mean, I'm at a I'm at South by Southwest, which is a music festival in Austin, Texas. I go to every year, and I'm there with a music colleague, Stephen Thompson at NPR Music. We're at a bar. The venue was filled with people actually watching a basketball game. But we had come to see this woman. Her name was Laura Gibson. She is from Portland. And she was a very quiet singer, very stark and wonderful, adventurous music, but quiet. And in this bar was a basketball game in March, so you can imagine what that is. And not paying much attention to Laura. And Stephen said to me, I can't hear this at all. We should just invite her to play our office. And I went, whoa, yes, that is a good idea.
How long ago was this?
I used to do. This was March of 2008.
Okay.
So we're coming up on 8 years. And we're coming up on our 500th Tiny Desk concert. And and Laura was on tour with the Decemberists, and she called up and said, I'm on my way. And I used to do video editing and recording, and I used to do audio engineering, and I got a microphone, I got a couple of cameras, and shot it and edited it and put it up, not knowing it was the start of a series. That wasn't the intent. It was just the intention of getting Laura to do something and try to get her out to the bigger world.
What kind of reaction did you get to the video of Laura Gibson?
It was kind of startling, actually. Kind of like those handwritten letters that we would get when we played a button people were excited about. You could tell the deep interest. You could tell that she and her music hit something, hit a nerve in people that might not have happened had I just played the song on our show. And I say that because I think there was an intimacy that I didn't expect that we had captured in that very first Tiny Desk concert, because she's an acquired taste, her voice is a bit unusual, and because of the reaction, I think there was something in the intimacy that got people that might not have happened with just a record. And that's what made me think there's something more here than just a fun thing with Laura. And we started inviting lots of artists to the desk, and got to be amazing.
So you're 8 years into the Tiny Desk concert series. You've had Laura on, you've had Adele, Jackson Brown, T-Pain. Who are some of the artists? You mentioned 500 total at this point. So
yeah, no, I know, right? One of my favorite early ones, I was thinking back in those days, was Tom Jones. Now, I grew up with Tom Jones in the 60s. We all have an image of who Tom Jones is. I think of him as big, bright lights and, you know, lots of big band behind him. And so
Vegas, right? Yeah.
He came to my desk with nothing but a guitar player and himself. Tom is behind my desk with my intern 1 foot or 2 feet from his feet, looking up. There are no lights. There's no sparkle or glamour. There's no big band. There's just a guitar player would lay down a rhythm. He'd loop that, he'd play a melody, and Tom would sing. And I saw Tom nervous as all could be. His son was there, his manager is his son, and he would, between songs, wipe the sweat from Tom's eyes and face. And Tom was, he had quite a sport, you know, he didn't need to do that. But he's an artist who likes to challenge himself, which is quite remarkable. My respect for him went through the roof that day. And it was a remarkable Tiny Desk concert, and we've done so many of things like that.
So, Bob, it sounds like it's at the point where the artists are coming to you, as opposed to you having to go look for the artists. Am I reading that right?
It happens both ways. I probably turn down 50 or 60 a week. I could probably get pitched. You know, I get pitched easily that many and more. But I also go to see shows most every night, looking for talent too. So I went to see 500-600 bands in this past year. I do that every year. I do that, you know, I see a couple of bands a night, looking for people to hopefully invite and play the desk.
Now I'm talking with All Songs Considered creator and host Bob Boylan, and you can join us at 513-419-7100. Bob, why did you decide to start the contest, the Tiny Desk Concert Contest?
There is so much talent out there, people who are not on the road, people who may have day jobs and can't get out, and maybe they just play the local club in Cincinnati or, you know, Chattanooga or wherever. And I wanted to see those people. I want to know what they were up to. I know in my town there are bands that are just starting to grow who are very talented, and I know that's true in everybody's town. And it was a way for us to not – way for people to come to us instead of us to go to every town, because it's just not possible, and see the talent that's out there. And also a way to inspire people to do something. A lot of people have ideas, and if you're anything like I am, I love a deadline. There's a thing in a New Hampshire newspaper started about, I don't know, a dozen years ago called the RPM Challenge. It's the challenge is make a record in February, make an album. February 1st to February 28th, you start and you end. And for the last 8 or 9 years, I do that. I do that every year. I make an album. And had they not put me to the challenge, I wouldn't do that. And the same with this contest. It's a challenge. It's a challenge. It's a contest in this case for people to do something they might not otherwise do. And it's really thrilling to sort of document where you are as an artist, as a musician, and video it, and it has purpose. You know, you may win, or you may just get recognized, or you may just have a good time. You know, there's so many things that could happen when you do this.
Well, speaking of You May Win, let's hear some from the winner of last year's contest, Fantastic Negrito with Lost in a Crowd.
Stand in the line, wait for your turn, don't you cry, if they make the best dream pies, you took their money, now you die, feelings of rage, broken bones, lost in a crowd, now you're on your own, this is your life, now you're grown, there's no tomorrow, it's here, it's on.
I like that, Bob. Tell us about that song. Why did that get picked as the winner?
Seeing and hearing this guy's I'll use the word passion again. There was something.
It's dynamic.
Yeah, it really is. His singing was fantastic. No pun intended. His range was really, really cool. Just the way he delivered that song, he owned that song. I didn't hear another singer of the 7,000 entries we got that quite had that guy's absolute just energy and commitment that he had in singing that song. And then, you know, look, that thing was shot on an iPad. There's nothing – we're not asking people to make videos for this contest that are high production numbers. They can, but you can do this on your phone. We're looking for a bit of music and talent and something that's inherently singular to what you do. That's the most important thing.
You had 7,000 entries last year. You have any number in mind that you're hoping to reach this year?
I don't know about hoping.
Dreading.
I mean, imagining, yeah. Right? It's a lot to watch, I'm going to say. Last year I watched about 2,500 of the 7,000. We had people who would sort of send me the ones that they thought looked like possible winners. And then I took those and passed them on to our judges, other judges. I'm imagining that it's got to increase, right? Probably be 10,000, 12,000.
I would think the same, Bob. Let's listen to another one of the entries from last year's contest, and this one's called The Cooling.
The first thing to go might surprise you to know it's not the blood from the muscle or the strength from the bone. Between you and me, it's the simplest thing. It's the warmth of the body when the soul is at home. It's the heat. And you struggle to keep it inside, but it seems it's stealing away in the night when you first realized that your body had died. You went to the tunnel to wait there alone, and you stood there for days.
And that's Rihanna Del Cid, is that right, Bob?
That's right, and she played her song. She had a string quartet. Actually, I think it was she had five strings behind her, and she had a guitar player, acoustic guitar player, and she stood lovingly behind a little desk with a cup of pencils and a few books. That's one of the rules of the contest. You have to shoot your video at a desk of your choosing. So that could be something you set up. It could be the desk at your office. It could be a few people. We have about five entries where people shot their video at a mayor's office. Use your imagination. She did. And it was just her voice and those strings were just so beautiful.
Well, it is. It's beautiful. And the topic is what happens just before you die. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, I quite loved Rihanna Del Cid.
Now let's hear one more entry from last year. This is Control by Wesley Jensen and the Penny Arcade.
Yes.
I used to wish that I could learn to fly, but science never caught up with my mind. 2015, but I still don't see jetpacks and hovercars, they promise me. But it's out of my control, I know. It's out of my control, oh well. I know it always works out in the end.
So Bob, what caught your attention about that one?
Well, this one is seeing is believing. You have to. This is the four men in this video, all wearing white shirts and black ties, are sitting. Three of them sitting behind an office desk. The singer is sitting behind I believe it's a Hammond organ, and the everything other than the Hammond organ, all the instruments are a drumstick on a ceramic cup at the desk. A stapler as percussion, ripping paper as percussion. It was either sandpaper or a mouse across a desk as percussion. They really took the idea of doing it at a desk to the max, and it was quite humorous. I really liked it, and it actually sounded pretty good.
Yeah, and if any of the listeners would like to see the music videos from the contest on the Tiny Desk site, you can find a link to that at WVXU.org. Bob, so who's eligible to enter the contest, and how do they go about making that entry?
The rules are kind of all laid out on a page, but the essence of it is if you are a musician over 21, if our thing is sponsored by a Lagunitas, a beer company, so there's rules in states about contests and help beer companies. So over 21, not signed to a label. And again, more specific rules are at the website. We're basically looking for unsigned talent, and hopefully over 21. We want to discover new people. That's the idea behind this. And basically make a video of your choosing. Of an original song behind a desk of your choosing, I should say, and send it in. You'll find the link. You have it at your website, also at NPR.
Yes, at WVXU.org.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there you go. And submit it, and we will look at it. And when you submit it, your video will be publicly viewable by others, so others can see it too. So even though you may not win, you'll certainly, I'm sure, be looked at by lots of people. We have lots and thousands of views from people's videos, from unknown artists, from people all over the country just watching these things and actually binge watching these things. They're really fun to watch because you see the inventive nature, the creative nature that people have. All you have to do is tell them, do it behind a desk. And we had desks on mountaintops and oceans, and we had desks, just in fields, in snow. And sometimes miniature models and all sorts of things. So,
and February 2nd is the closing date, right?
That's correct. Midnight.
Midnight on February 2nd, so get those entries in. Bob, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon.
My pleasure. Take care and do it. Make music.
All Songs Considered creator and host, Bob Boylan. And again, you can find a link to information about the Tiny Desk Concert Contest at WVXU.org.